and winter. The Colorado is also quite dry, just a few inches of rain in an average year. For all its typical subtlety, the Colorado desert bursts into superbloom after winters of above average rainfall, almost embarrassing botanical excess. Yet even if we don't notice, flora and fauna are plentiful and diverse even in dry times. All three California deserts share plant species, and all have unique ones. Primary identifiers or indicators of the Sonoran Desert are trees of the legume or pea family. These include the smoke tree and green-barked palo verde, found in California, and giant cacti, such as the saguaro, that are not, because of low summer rain. Unlike Great Basin plant life, with evolutionary links to Arctic climates, equally incredibly, plants of the Colorado Desert are tropical descendants, jungle plants that learn to live without water. Some trick. Most of the Mojave Desert, spreading north from the Colorado, ranges in elevation from 2,000 to 4,000 feet. It has only one indicator plant, the striking Joshua tree, a giant yucca named by Mormon pioneers after the biblical Joshua, since its arms seem to turn up in prayer. The presence or absence of Joshua trees determines the vague Colorado-Mojave boundary, an imaginary line like a mirage stretching between Indio east of Palm Springs and Needles near the Nevada border. Acting as the transitional zone between the Colorado and the Great Basin, the Mojave borrows seasonal extremes from each, being quite cold, sometimes snowy, in winter like the Great Basin, and hot in summer like the Colorado. For all their differences, the Colorado and Mojave Desert share a fundamental fragility. In a dry climate with sparse, slow-growing native plants, both major and seemingly minor disruptions leave lasting scars, be they mining pits, off-road vehicle tracks, historic roads, or the ruins of old military bases. And desert plants and animals with so many specialized requirements can suddenly face extinction with what looks like the loss of minimal habitat to an individual farm, solar farm, freeway, or golf course development. The desert also offers an up-close view of very visible environmental crises for anyone who cares to look. For starters, Palm Springs and the larger Coachella Valley use a lot of water in keeping with their oasis image. Folks here have long justified this water waste, evaporating acres of lawns, golf courses, polo grounds, swimming pools, and year-round lakes, ponds, waterways, and fountains because of an underlying natural aquifer. But in truth, these wealthy resort communities have been sucking dry the local water supply for decades, so much so that they have taken to topping off their overdrawn underground lake with steady infusions from the dying Colorado River. No one in authority seems willing or able to turn down the taps, which begs the question in 2023, who in the middle of the desert needs the new boat-around Disney residential development with its massive lagoon, or a year-round surfing resort with 20-acre artificial wave pond? What the Colorado River giveth, historically, it may also taketh away. Witness the tragic fate of the Salton Sea near the Coachella Valley, formed more than a century ago, when a broken irrigation headgate diverted Colorado River water into an ancient lake bed. The water flooded in for 2 years, creating an inland sea of some 15 by 25 miles. An instant hit with migrating winter waterfowl, and soon a popular family resort area. Due to steady shrinkage, now the Salton Sea derives its fame as the biggest environmental disaster in California history, as a local magazine put it in 2020. More on these topics later in this series. Somehow, though, the desert abides, which is why it's still sublime for winter stargazing, hiking, birding, and other appreciations of nature. And in some years, possibly this one, a spectacular show of spring wildflowers. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road.
North State Give and Take is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Northern Star Mills, serving the North Valley with farm, garden, and pet supplies since 1898. Northern Star Mills offers natural and organic soil amendments and fertilizers, as well as natural holistic pet supplies. Northern Star Mills is located in downtown Chico, across from the Bidwell Mansion. And by the Printed Image, providing screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. The Printed Image opened Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, and by appointment. More information by calling 530-898-9525. Okay, today on North State Give and Take, I am going to interview Erin Haley and Pam Sachs. And they are with the Haley Music Therapy company program. How would I say it?
Yes. Well, actually, this is Erin, and I'm with Haley Music Therapy. And Pam has her own business, which is Sachs Music Therapy. But together, we facilitate community music therapy programs through the Music Therapy Impact Fund.
Okay. Yes. So each of you have a musical therapy business. And both of you, I'm sure, probably do the same thing. You help with Alzheimer's patients, stroke patients, people with communication things. Give me a few of the other things like that you work with.
Yeah. I work with all age ranges. So we work at Haley Music Therapy. We work with kiddos as young as 3 and all the way up. So we'll work with people with autism, with intellectual disability, with cerebral palsy. We work with, as you said, stroke and brain injury and neuro rehabilitation, and also memory care and trauma recovery.
Sure. PTSD, yeah. I saw that on there. Music can get in with people that other things may not be able to.
That's right. Yeah. You know, sometimes people tell us, you're not going to hear much from mom, you know, because she's not really talking anymore. And, you know, for a parent with Alzheimer's, and they would be rather surprised if they came over to see the responsiveness, because music gets into the brain, like all over the brain. And it just, the lyrics to songs, the rhythm of the song, the melody, all that is still there for the songs that they loved when they were young.
Yeah.
So, I think if anybody's going to get a response, it's going to be us.
Sure. And then, so some of that is like when it's Alzheimer's or memory loss, you talk to the family about what they might remember or songs that they knew, probably. Yeah.
Absolutely. And if they don't know, we go off of their age. And if they're, say, in hospice, we'll ask if they are affiliated with a religion. So we can provide that kind of comfort, you know, if they want to hear their hymns.
And then with the autism, I guess you just kind of play it by ear?
You know, there's the great thing about music therapy is it can be so individualized.
Yeah.
So depending on the needs, you know, some kiddos that we work with are nonverbal. So music is a way to communicate, and not only to communicate and express emotions or feelings, but also to help with developing whatever language skills are there and can be developed. And then our kiddos that are verbal, you know, they are so expressive in the music and in the playing. And so it really is a vast variety of the interventions that we use to address whatever is specific to the individual and those within the realm of their preferred music or instruments or sounds or way that they express themselves. So we're very fortunate that there's so much you can do with music, that it's not just one stop shop. It's not, just sometimes it is singing at bedside, especially with hospice. That very often is the case, but that is a way to connect. It's a way to engage. It's a way to facilitate some connection, maybe when other ways of connecting aren't available anymore, between yourself and the client or the client and their family. And then sometimes it's more active music making and creating together. Or in neuro rehab, you know, we often use the music and the rhythm to help facilitate movements or language to help rehabilitate and be able to move closer to what you did before, or speak closer to what you did before. Mm-hmm.
It's really therapy.
It really is. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, looking at goals and progress and outcomes and
And so I see instruments behind you, I think. So that you've got instruments and singing and dancing.
I think maybe movement would be more inaccurate. Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I imagine kids like the instruments. Well, they probably like both, but, you know, give them a drum.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. We use drums quite a lot.
I bet. And then now both of you were involved in music all your lives, imagine.
I was, and yeah. I think Aaron was. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It's like therapy and psychology and.
Right.
And yeah, all put together. Yeah,
it is. And there is a degree program for music therapy. So we, Pam and I both have degrees in other areas that we got prior to learning about music therapy. And then when we just both discovered it, you know, on our own paths, we discovered it and decided, oh, that's the thing that we want to do or are meant to do. And so we've both gone on and to get degrees in music therapy and do our internships and and all that. So
how long have you been in Chico, both of you?
I've been here, I think it's about 6 years now. Okay. So we moved up from the Bay Area, and I had just become a music therapist, and I was working full-time with seniors down there. But I moved up to be near future grandchildren, which I got, which is great.
Yeah.
Aaron has a longer history here in Chico. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I was born here, so I'm local. Oh. But I've lived elsewhere over the course of my life, and I've been back since I came back and started my practice here. I came back at the end of 2014 and started my practice in 2015. So yeah, going on 8 years of music therapy in Chico now.
Wow. So is it a doctor's referral? How do people get in?
There's a variety of ways. There, we do get referrals. I get some referrals from doctors, but a lot of it is word of mouth. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's actually just cold calling. Like when we work with facilities, when I got to Chico, you know, there wasn't music therapy here. It wasn't established yet. There had been, I think, individuals who maybe had practiced music therapy at some point around, but nobody was doing it. Mm-hmm. So I had to just walk into buildings and say, hey guys, I'm here. This is what it is. If you haven't heard of it, here's a packet. And then Pam came up to Chico not very long after that. And same thing, I think, Pam, we had to just sort of pave the way and knock on the doors,
Usually,
these facilities. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I've been able to, I have my business, but because of the amazing North Valley Community Foundation, I was able to start a fund there that provides the funding for our community programs that we offer completely free.
Neat.
And actually through that collaboration, that led me to relationships with the Boys and Girls Club and with the Paradise Unified School District and with other organizations in town that just sort of snowballed the awareness and the access and the availability of music therapy. And so it really has been relational, and it's been word of mouth. And then most recently, and this is actually really important for some of those families that may not know yet, we became vendored with the Far Northern Regional Center. So we are an approved vendor for them. So if you have an individual who is receiving services from Far Northern, another amazing organization, thank goodness for the regional centers, music therapy is now available through them. So the service is covered, which is an incredible, you know, it used to be, and And now it is again, and it's incredible that it is. And so that's been a huge change too, because the access just exploded.
Yes.
So yeah, it's been a lot of baby steps over the last 8 years, but it's really seeming to come into its own. And now we get to do this fundraiser for the second year in a row.
Yes.
Which is phenomenal.
So back up just for Music Therapy Impact Fund. That is the two of you come together and, like you said, raise money for community services.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Pam, do you want to talk about the choir?
Erin is the founder of the Music Therapy Impact Fund. I tag along so I can do all kinds of wonderful things. And two of the wonderful things I get to do and be paid for is the is hospice music therapy. We work with Butte Home Health and Hospice, and they pay about half of, and the other half is covered by Music Therapy Impact Fund, and this fundraiser covers it. And the other is our choir for people with Parkinson's. And this choir is free to everybody, and it has been funded for the last 3 years now. Is it three? Yeah, by the Parkinson's Foundation. Because they see what we're doing and they like the results.
Nice.
And so we are going into our next year, and it's a grant that's for startup businesses. So they're going to probably start weaning us a little bit. Uh-huh. So that's why we need to make sure that we have plenty of money there, so that we keep it free for people with Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
And we advertise all over Northern California because this is an online choir. So anybody with Parkinson's can come with their caregiver on Zoom and get therapies for strengthening their voices.
And then the online kind of started because of COVID?
Yes. But
yes,
it's to be wonderful because many people, as they get older, don't want to drive or have trouble driving.
Yeah.
And there's no excuse. They are online.
There's no excuse. And like you said, it's Northern California. It's not just Chico. It's all around Northern California.
Well, and a few people have moved out of state. So we have someone in Virginia and someone in Colorado. And really, anybody who wants to join us is welcome. There's room on Zoom.
Neat. How many people about get on sometimes?
Well, we have 60 active members right now, with 30 people that show up at one of the 2 days. So we have two different.
Wow, that's quite a few. Yeah, I bet you your screen just gets full of faces.
Friendly faces, too, because they've become friends with us and with each other.
So yeah. Oh, that's so good. You're listening to a pre-recorded interview with Erin Haley and Pam Sachs from the Music Therapy Impact Fund, and they're talking about their Lip Sync Challenge that's on Saturday, March 4th at the Elks Lodge. We'll be back in just a little bit. Back to my interview with Erin Haley and Pam Sachs from the Music Therapy Impact Fund. You're listening to 90.1 FM KZFR Chico, North State Local Voices, and my name's Bobby Tryon. So, a fundraiser. This is your second year. We had talked about the one last year, and it sounds so fun. So tell me what it is.
All right. So the fundraiser is the Community Lip Sync Challenge. So we invite businesses and local people to put a team together, pair them with a choreographer, and if they want one, and they put together a routine that is performed at this event. And last year was our first year. It was incredible. We had amazing teams. The North State Therapy Choir that our choir for people with Parkinson's, they were a part of the event, and it ended up being standing room only. And we raised $10,000 for our programs, which is just incredible. So this year we had to find a bigger space because we're anticipating more people. And we hope that that happens, because one of the things that we talked about when we were discussing what to do to raise money was, yes, we want and need to support these free services, but we want to have it be have there. We wanted it to have a community and collaborative element to it. So something where other people could get together to do something they don't normally do, to have team building, to have bonding, coming right out of COVID, you know, being together in a space with other people doing something creative that is just out of the box, that also supports these programs, was really important to us. And it was, I think, you know, I think we expected it to be a fun event, but I was just blown away by the commitment, by the dedication, by the fun, by what the people that got to participate in it got from it. It was so more expansive than we even imagined. And so this year we have a bigger space. We have a food truck. We have some live music for people to enjoy before the show starts. And then we have 7 incredible groups who are working really hard, gearing up, preparing to win this battle, because let me tell you, they want to win. They have seen the trophy. They can imagine their name on the nameplate, and they are ready to go. They want this because they want to come back next year. So whoever wins this year gets to come back in 2024.
It's businesses around town that get a team together?
Yeah, we have, I'll tell you which there. There's Almendra Winery. We have Upper Crust Bakery, Butte Home Health and Hospice, Enlo, Hospice and Palliative Care. We have the North State Therapy Choir coming back to defend their title. We have a group of ministers that are part of the Chico Interfaith Council. And finally, we have Tuesday Tunes, which is an Ali group of singers that get together every Tuesday.
Great. So they applied months ago. That must have happened. And then you get somebody to choreograph with them if they need that. And then they pick the song and they put on a show.
Yep. We suggest some songs. We try to come up with a song that's funny for who they are and where they are in life.
Okay.
And you know, the other important members of the community, like Hicknell Companies and Eye Care, they are sponsoring. They're sponsoring these groups.
Okay, I see.
Other sponsors too from the community. So
I see. So it is a community collaborative event, for sure.
Yep.
So now, where is that going to take place?
That is at the Chico Elks Lodge on Saturday, March 4th.
A big space.
Yeah, it is. So buy your ticket so we can fill the space, because it's more fun when there's more people.
Okay. So it's the Elks Lodge. I know where that is. It's big. It's out there on sort of as East turns into Bruce or whatever.
In Manzanita, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And there's going to be a food truck there.
Yep.
There's barbecue. Okay. Barbecue. What is it again?
Bootleg Barbecue.
Okay, we'll be there.
Be out there. And okay. The Michael Russell Trio is going to be playing some blues music before the show starts.
Okay.
So it's blues, moves, and barbecue we've got.
And then, where does someone get a ticket? Where can you get them?
The tickets are available online at give.classy.org.
Is it SYCLASSY?
Correct.
.org. Okay.
/LipSync2023. Yeah. And at that website will give you more information about the entire event and what it's for and how it works. And it will, when you buy your tickets, you can buy an individual ticket, or you can buy a ticket and a food bundle. So if you can buy your food and your ticket together. Okay. And each team will be competing for your vote, and each vote is $1.
Okay, so that's what I wondered. How do they get chosen? Okay.
That's how they get in. And so when you purchase a ticket, or if you purchase, if you make a donation, there's a question on the form that says, would you like your ticket or your donation to be contributed, to be attributed to a particular team? So when you buy a ticket, you can say, I want this ticket to support yes. this team. And that money, all that, those dollars count as votes. Okay. So the more people you have coming, the more votes you're going to get. It's not just votes in the moment. It's votes by donation. It's votes by ticket purchase. It's live and it's live stream. So every group is going to have a QR code and you can vote over and over and over again.
Sounds fun. So, and what time of day is that?
The doors open at 6:30 for the live music and the barbecue truck. And the show starts at 7:30.
Okay.
But the trio is playing at 6:30. So you can get your food. You can go buy a drink. You can sit down, listen to the blues, electronic blues.
Okay. And there is drinks there, beer and wine or that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a full bar at the Elks Lodge. It is not a free bar.
No, sure, sure.
It's drinks for purchase, but there is a full bar. There is, you know, we're going to have water, tea, and coffee available for free. But sure. Yeah.
Oh, I hope it goes so well.
I expect it to, because, you know, the people that are doing it, they're having so much fun getting ready and we're having so much fun getting ready. I can't imagine it not.
Yeah. And it's all so much word of mouth, sort of like music therapy in a way. If someone likes it, then they tell someone and it just grows like that. Yeah, that's just so good. Yeah, that's good. So it's, and I don't know if we said it, March 4th, right?
Saturday, March 4th.
Okay, mm-hmm. Saturday, March 4th at the Elks Lodge. Get your tickets at give.classy.
Give.classy.org.
Gotcha. /. Lip Sync 2023. And the doors open at 6:30. There'll be a blues band there and a food truck.
Bootleg barbecue.
And then the lip syncers will start at 7:30.
That's correct.
Okay. We might be good. Can you think of something that you guys might want to say?
Well, I think it's really nice that you're doing this. I'm always hoping that we can reach more people with Parkinson's who haven't heard about us.
Yes, that's a big one, isn't it? The choir sounds great. It would be neat to see them too. They're all going to come to the event for this, of course.
The local,
but whoever can.
Yeah, the local ones are, and two people are making a road trip up from the Sacramento area to be part of it.
Okay, neat.
Yeah, and everybody else will get to buy to watch it live streamed. You can buy a ticket to watch on like live. It'll be live on YouTube.
Okay,
the whole event. So
okay,
you can be there with us in spirit if you're not here in body.
Okay, and that you can find out on that website, I assume. Same mm-hmm. thing.
Absolutely.
Okay. I think that might be it. I think we got it out there. The Music Therapy Impact Fund is quite a accomplishment to have put that together.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. We are looking forward to actually creating more community programs in the next couple of years. That's a goal of ours, is to, as Pam had said, the Parkinson's Foundation provided us funding for the last 3 years, but they're designed to help you become sustainable.
Sure.
So we have to sustain that
sure.
probably soon. And we want to make sure that not only can we keep our current programs going and thriving, but add more. There's so much we can do in so many other areas we can tap into. And we're really grateful to have the opportunity to do that, not only in a community that is accepting it, but also with people like the North Valley Community Foundation and the Parkinson's Foundation who have given us the opportunity to make this happen.
I imagine a lot of it is when someone is happy with it, then they tell more people. So that would be another way that I'm sure people hear about you.
Yeah.
You know, if you've had someone in hospice or something like that, and you could just say, that was so wonderful.
There's a lot of positive feeling about experiences with music therapy.
Yeah.
Not to say that we shouldn't be aware of the contraindications for it, but the emotional connection that you make and the emotional experience that you share with people, it's very powerful.
Yeah, I bet it is. I bet it's really rewarding for both of you.
Yeah.
All right, Aaron and Pam, thank you. Thank you for being here, and we'll get that out there. and hope people come.
Thank you so much, Bobby.
Hey, you're so welcome. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Bye now.
We've been listening to an interview with Erin Haley and Pam Sachs, and they're with the